Oh, great. We got a bicyclist on the road. Move over, Lance Armstrong. Although, he certainly has a pair to be driving on this highway.
What if I just bump him a little? I want to. Move! What are these hand signals? Is this guy a Nazi? Oh, we got a triathlete or something. Try driving behind him for 10 minutes. This is Oh, now we're going up a hill. This guy's gonna keel over. Hey! Can I get around this guy in the leotard? Finally, I'm gonna cut him off more than those pants are. See ya, dweeb!
People don't realize before Lance Armstrong was everyone's favorite, and then not his favorite, but he ticked off a lot. Imagine how many drivers he ticked off on the side of the road.
Yeah, you don't get to the yellow jacket by standing on the sidewalk.
Mm-mm.
You are in the driving lane on the road going way slower than a car is.
Yep. Armstrong, live strong.
More like leg strong. Because, you know,
the bike. Because he had to kick off pedestrians who were trying to beat him off his bike. Stay on the sidewalk, Lance. I can't. I'm going 40 miles an hour. We had a bicyclist, drove us nuts. Can't do it.
You're directly influenced.
It's a correct opinion. You guys know it. That's what you're here for. And we have a great episode today. Before we get into it, let's hear from a few of our little sponsors. You know, we just got back from the road, though. We were in Houston recently. Mm. I got booed by everyone.
It's pretty rough.
And I'll tell you why that happened in the midst of some of these ad reads.
Ooh.
Because, you know, come on, don't skip the... Support the show. And we have good deals for you. Okay, let's roll the ads. Got another awesome episode of Correct Opinions for all you recties out there. We're talking about, again, tour stuff. And how I had one very upset fan who refused to support the local steakhouse.
And we also get into just a lovely story of romance. Young, affectionate romance.
That and so much more on this episode of Correct Opinions. Roll the music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Did you have any funds or any runs this weekend?
Trey, I had both.
Life.
One of my biggest funds was I got recognized from across a river. That was the largest, water feature that I've ever been recognized across.
That's impressive, yeah.
I'd gotten to fountain was okay. As far as I'd gotten up to this point.
Gotcha.
But this was river.
I hit small pond a year or two ago. So,
someday
for you, yeah.
Someday I'll get there. Yeah, we were in San Antonio. It was kind of a dreary day, but it was still southern Texas. It's still warm, so I'm just walking around.
It was a what day?
Dreary. I was hoping you wouldn't catch that. The double R's give me a little trouble. Rural.
It was a man out in rural. It was dreary.
Oh man, I hope I don't get drawers dirty.
Jury duty. Jury. It's a dreary duty.
It's a dreary day for jury duty. Mm-hmm. I had to drive all the way out from rural Missouri.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to one day stop working. I'd love to be retired. You gotta be careful with that one. Retired. Dude.
Retired. People who are annoying with bikes sometimes have to get retired.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a flat. Take I got to retire Lance. Again. You get it.
You get it.
Anyway, yeah, just a guy. I'm just walking by myself on a dreary day in Texas.
Dreary.
And just yells. He's like with like a crew of people. Yo! You make skits with Trey Kennedy? I was like, hey, skits is a little, you know, they're more than skits, but yes.
Yo! You're like on a date with a girl. Like, yo, Jay, do you make you make the videos with that dude who cross dresses? You shoot little skits.
You make those little rinky dinky little TikToks full time, right?
Me and my friends love it. TikTok guy. Everyone chant it.
Yeah, theater boy. Come on, that's him. He's all grown up.
Dance for us.
Jump in the river. Pretend you're a boat. Stop. You like pretending?
I was on a date once years ago and nice. Yeah, not recently.
Yeah.
We were like sitting down at this restaurant. This guy walks up, he just walks up to me and starts acting out my bit.
Oh.
He like wants me to do it. He's like, "Dude, do it with me. You're the dad guy. You're the whip up some dinner." And I'm standing there with this girl who doesn't know yet what I do, I don't think.
She's like, just like, "What is going on?"
I'm just like, "The homeless problem here." She's like, "That guy, he just got out of his car. He's can't blame it on that. And that's also inconsiderate." I was like, "I know. Let's just call it a loss.
He's excited that he just got a whip, and I think he doesn't know what to do. It's his first whip. Whip up to dinner." And she's like, "Look, none of this was on your Bumble profile." Yeah, so
I didn't know
please
what
give me a heads up. Speaking of cars and dates, just real quick, this is a true story. I've thought about trying to integrate this into my set. So love any thoughts you have. An actual date I went on, maybe I've told this on the pod before, but she's telling me that her car insurance is really expensive. And I was like, oh, how come?
Yeah, this is such a fun convo, by the way.
The date was going great up to that point because car insurance is in the mix.
Kind of an awkward silence. You're like, so Progressive or...
I was trying to talk politics. Yeah. And I was like, are you Progressive? And she's like, Geico.
Geico, actually.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh. Let's talk about that.
Right.
No, definitely. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Cool.
Yeah, let's get into it. And no lie, the date legitimately was going well up to this point. She said, my car insurance is actually super expensive right now. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, oh, did you just get a new car?
Did she bring this up out of nowhere?
I swear. Okay. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I did actually. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's probably why. She could have easily been like, yep, that's why. Instead, she goes, yep, comma. The reason is I recently got in a texting and driving accident and I totaled my car. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. She goes, and the thing is, that's the third time in the last 4 years I've been texting and driving and totaled my car.
That's a little about me. Why are you telling me? This is like a fifth date info.
Yeah. Anyway, do you sleep on your side or your stomach?
Yeah. That's just like out of nowhere. You're just on a first date. It's like, this is going pretty well. So I need to let's do a second date sometime. The guy's like, great. Yeah. It's just anywhere in town's great. Just 100 feet from a school is going to be a problem. What's that? What? You know, is it because of some traumatic event?
Kind of. Not for me.
Yeah.
Like, according to the criminal justice system.
Is that out of nowhere?
Technically, yes. It was traumatic, I guess.
Yes, I guess so.
But yeah, just freely offered it up. And I was like, okay, I will be driving home. I'll be driving you everywhere. And yeah.
So I'll pick you up. Yeah.
Yeah. You doing okay? But yeah, just freely gave up that information. 3 totaled cars in a row. Like, imagine you get in a texting and driving accident that's so bad you total your car. You find that you go through the whole process, insurance, you know, all that. You get a new car. You get in and you think, you know what I should do right now? Whip out the old cell phone.
Yeah.
Let's text my friend.
Let's text it again.
You get at it. You total your car again. You find that you go through it all. You get a new car and you think, you know what I should do on my way over to Bethany's house?
Text and
drive. Let's FaceTime. Let's FaceTime.
Because everyone texts and drive, and you do it because you're like, people shouldn't, but I'm good at it. Mm-hmm. Like, what does she say? She's like texting Ryan, like, Bethany, don't do that. Like, if I do that, I'm like, no, I got it. I don't do that. And then she would just be like, yeah, I'm actually really bad at this, but...
But I always end up with a new car afterwards.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It's kind of a good deal. And...
There are certain laws in, like, certain states that are like, if you're 25 and under and you get caught texting and driving, then you get in trouble. Which I think there should be a law. If you're like 18 to 35, you can text and drive.
Right.
If you're 40 and older caught texting and driving, go to jail. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous.
That is...
No one's parents need to be texting and driving.
No. My mom can't do any other task while she's texting.
She can't breathe in text.
Yeah. No breathing and texting.
Have to put like a snorkel tube on her or something when she texts. Breathing apparatus.
Yeah. I'm sure dads are a little ahead of the game. They're probably driving, just going, text wife.
On my way now, period.
On way now. Yeah, it's like, you don't have to, if you're talking to text, just say all the words. Uh-huh. Like, I get when you want to text shorter for, like, efficiency, but yeah, there you go. On way home, dash.
Out of potatoes.
Russet, please. Not gold, Yukon gold. Love you. By the way, hemorrhoid cream? They just question mark?
Yeah, it's like they're getting charged per word. Or like they're sending a telegram. Like, this is going to take forever to send.
Stop. They start doing that.
Went to store. Stop. Picked up drinks.
Stop.
Stop. Diet Pepsi is okay. Stop. Love you, I. Stop. Typo in there.
The same journey, that was your runs?
Oh, no, my phone's was that I got recognized across a decent phones. Body okay. of water. He said, you do the little, wow, we did not get very far in that story. Yeah, you do the little skits. I was like, yeah, I do. And he's like, I'm a huge fan, man. And we're still shouting across the river. It's pretty, you did the river walk, decently populated. Mm-hmm. People are hearing us. He's like, massive fan, man. It's so sick what you guys are doing. What brings you to town? Which in my head, I'm thinking, not that big of a fan. If you don't know, I'm like,
what are you doing?
We're actually doing a show. Oh, no way. What kind of show? Comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
We're doing Hamlet.
Hamlet with puppets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
It's weird. Yeah. It's kind of a profound thing.
You're going to want to stick around to the end. It doesn't end how you think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say I am allergic to ham and it shows. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, I've said too much.
See you there. That's great.
So yeah, massive fan. What are you doing in town? What kind of show? Where at? I'm like, right here at Aztec Theater. I was like, you should come. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
They didn't come.
Yeah. Okay. Well, easy there, guy.
Easy.
I'll keep staying subscribed. That is funny, calling out the fans. Like, I'm a big fan. I'm like, well, come to the show tonight. And they're like,
tonight's actually not good.
Could you come back another time?
Different YouTuber in town.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was great. I don't think we talked about this on Correct Opinions. I asked a guy at a show, like doing crowd work, like I'm on stage performing, like, hey, you sir, what's your favorite Trey Kennedy video? And he says, White Claws. And I was like, oh, nice. Like, Ain't No Laws While Drinking Claws? He's like, yeah, that's the one.
It's a good one.
That is a different white guy on the internet.
Different white YouTuber.
Different name, different brand. They were both white and they crack jokes.
There's probably a lot of people out there that they just see any funny YouTube video with a white guy. They're like, that's just one guy.
That's him. That's the guy that I like.
He's just in a different, like, costume today.
Uh-huh.
It's just the one awesome guy.
Yeah, that's, they're just great. All the same. Like, they don't even, like, really, like, I think where have I seen him before? Was he on Survivor? I think he was on that show, too.
He was.
Just any white guy anywhere.
That's the first guy to win $1 million with Regis Philbin.
I think. Wow. I could be wrong.
He's doing well.
Was he the host of American Idol? Is that Ryan Seacrest? Is that his name? I think. That's, man, him. He looks good now.
He does.
Huh. He's so funny. And he loves white clothes.
So funny.
Anyway, that was my funs. Getting recognized across the river, having a nice conversation with that man.
Any runs?
You want to do both right now?
I'll do my funds.
Okay. I need to find a DM for my
friends. My funds was, I mean, just the shows in general. Dallas and Houston, all three Texas shows, they're amazing. People were great.
They were awesome.
We had a bunch of random goofy times. Like I said,
we got goofy times.
I got booed by people in Houston, which was special. Someone also in Houston yelled the, Let's Go Brandon meme, which really threw me off.
Yeah.
There were cheers and boos.
I came out from the dressing room.
It was not a Southwest flight. I had to reorient, land that plane, if you will. We moved on. Everyone's a comedian at a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it didn't have anyone too bad. I didn't have to tell any drunk girls to literally shut their mouths.
Yeah.
So those are my runs and my funds kind of thrown into one there.
Okay. That's nice.
But ultimately, we got great energy, standing ovations. The people in Texas were very, we knew they would be. They were very good. They were great. I had a guy.
Texas is awesome.
As I ended the show one night, I looked down. A guy had run up next to the stage and was throwing money at me like I was a stripper and yelling, one more bit, one more.
Come on.
He wanted a little encore.
Which is awesome. He was just truly loving it.
Everyone, stop the applause.
We're going to do one more.
This man's,
I was in an Uber today.
So what's the deal with bicycle riders?
You guys ever been on the river?
That's my time.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, you had money thrown at you. I don't know if we talked about this on Correct Opinions either. In Memphis, a guy threw guitar picks at me. Like, when I called on him.
Yeah, he looked like Slash from Guitar Hero.
He was... It was weird. I don't know what that means. If you're in Memphis, if that's like a cultural thing, like, oh, that means he respects you.
Yeah.
Like we're in like South Africa or something.
He just looked like a rock star. He just sneezed and I think the picks came out of him.
It was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome. I didn't know what they were. I thought he threw dice at me or like little bats, mm-hmm. but they were black guitar picks.
Ninja stars.
Thank you. Thanks. I think this is a clue. I'm supposed to solve a riddle. I'm going to see you after the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's nice when people... Actually, it's not nice when people throw stuff at us. It kind of throws you off.
What were your runs?
I've been getting more and more DMs like this. As we go more south, people are more unaware that there might be some COVID restrictions at a large event of 2,000 people. Like, hold on.
Yeah.
What's all this COVID-19 protocol?
I love when people say, again, like we said, we have no control over this. Yeah, we're just like trying...
Even down to people being like, hey, thank you for coming to Milwaukee. They'll tell me that.
Okay, this is good.
You're welcome.
I have an all-time email we need to read that I got. But, and I say that, I do a bit in my show where I'm just kind of like, because I want to re-emphasize, like, hey, I didn't make up these rules. Like, the venue has a show every night. They said this. And it's funny because, yeah, people ask, like, okay, the venue emailed us saying they need us to have a negative test. How are they being serious? Like, yeah, it's not an April Fool's joke.
I think you're going to want to take their word.
Yeah.
yeah.
So what'd you get?
So it's starting to happen more and more. One specifically that I screenshotted, just the absolute terror in this woman. She sent me a photo, which is already scary. You get a message request from someone. It's like, we've blurred this image for your safety.
Was it just a selfie of her, like, scowling? Or?
I was scared to open it. It was just the 4 tickets. She was showing me that she had purchased 4 tickets. And then the text was, took off work, got my daughter out of school, traveled 5 hours to come see you, just to be turned away for no proof of vaccination. Absolutely bleeping, bleeping, bleeping.
There she goes. Okay.
Those were all caps, too. Which, look, it is my fault.
Yeah,
I'll take full ownership. I asked
everyone. Asked me, I was like, well, have you not talked to Jake? When they get mad at me, I just throw you under the bus.
Oh, vaccination Jake?
Yeah.
That's what he goes by.
Yeah. He didn't notify you of the updates? My hands are tied. I was told not to say anything.
Look, I shouldn't be saying this. He's such a stickler about it. Mm-hmm. Protocol Jake. Yeah. Which, every show but one, it's never been just a vaccination. It's like, look, if you don't want to be vaccinated, that's fine. Just, you need a negative COVID test to get in.
Right. Because I understand some, you know, it's your right not to get it. We're not going to get into that. But it's like, you can still come here if you want.
And that show was definitely like, you were allowed to do that.
There's tests on every corner. And
yeah.
I get that's like another thing and it's annoying. And we're very appreciative of those who do it. But I mean, that would suck to travel 5 hours. It's very nice.
I definitely feel for her.
But like, we're, you know, are you living under a rock?
Feel like, one, an email definitely got sent your way.
Yeah.
Because everyone else knew about it.
Right.
Two, maybe check on that before you're going to an
and
event.
And three, get mad at the venue, not the guy opening for the guy. Like, yeah. She's like, you know what? I'm furious right now.
I got some rage.
I'm going to email the guy who does 20 up top and let him happen. Because I think, for some reason, I think it's his fault.
He could turn this ship around somehow. I think Trey, he would be the guy.
Trey said on his story, he's like, guys, I want you to come to my show without this. But Jake Triplett.
Look, I can't.
He has his ways. And I.
Look, he grew up on a farm. He just found out about vaccinations. So he's really fired up. Overcompensating. He just got tuberculosis last week.
He got measles the other day. He is Superman.
He is. He saw through my coat earlier. It was amazing. He has some weird powers. He can also see through your blurred images that you're DMing him. He knows exactly what you're sending. Yeah. It's 4 tickets.
It's tough.
So that's me. Vaccination Jake. I'm really, really hyped on him. Just found out about polio.
Yeah, it's a bummer when people... Yeah, get mad at the venue, not me. So I got this email, which was from a woman named Paula, which is... I love. she was very kind to me. You know, started the email. She's like, my family discovered you over the last few years. We love the videos. We purchased 8 tickets to your performance. We couldn't wait. We were looking forward to it. Da da da. But this week I received an email. So she did get the email.
Okay.
Said Live Nation stating their protocols, which is
my fake name.
Yeah.
That I sent an email.
That's his stage name. Live Nation.
It's Live Nation. I come out and wrestle alligators.
Says, okay, you need a vaccine or proof of negative COVID test to enter, blah, blah, blah. She goes on saying, this is tremendously disappointing to me and my adult children and their spouses. Okay. As Christian citizens of the U.S. of America.
Oh, I love that phrase. Christian citizens.
Because this has to do with Christianity for some reason.
Well, yeah, God was pretty big on vaccines.
This is an invasion of our privacy, da-da-da. She goes, this was a great kind of analogy that's new to me. But she goes, the idea of presenting papers to enter a venue brings memories back to me of watching old World War II movies.
Yeah.
As they portrayed foreign citizens having to carry their papers and everywhere they go.
What do you think a ticket is? What do you think a ticket is for?
It was like, a ticket. Whoa. I was like, number one, I know nothing about World War II. So you could say anything to me and I'd believe it. But two, like, I haven't heard that comparison. And she goes on to say, I've requested a refund, which we refund anyone who wants to. That's fine. She goes, but this also means, again, she's telling me this, the artist who's there for 24 hours and goes home. This also means we will not be spending $300 plus for a dinner for 8 at a downtown Houston restaurant. We won't be spending money to valet 2 or 3 cars. we won't be spending money for refreshments at the venue.
Refreshments.
And how much additional money will be lost because the eight of us won't be there? $500, maybe $600 for the local economy?
It's going to put a dent.
Mr. Kennedy, have you considered something? She calls me Mr. Kennedy, so okay. Now she's livid. Have you considered this?
This is the best email I've ever
and
heard.
And I just went until like, dude, I don't care about the Houston economy.
To answer your question, no. I have not considered not a single word of this.
Guys, yeah, I'm on the phone with Live Nation. We need a conference call. Paula, she's going to Longhorn Steakhouse, and they're sparing no expense.
She's bringing her adult children.
The economy will collapse.
Two valet cars.
Two valet cars, and they tip well.
We're talking refreshments. We're talking snacks during intermission.
Yeah, we're talking M&M's, peanut, regular.
Popcorn? I don't know.
Are you telling me we want to... Live Nation, you're putting together how many shows? And you're going to cut off five, dare I say, $600 in the local economy?
Let's go back to World War II. That's roughly $125 in World War II times.
Yes.
Not on paper.
Kidding me?
Because I don't like to bring paper in places. Right. That would be in some sort of cashier's check already in the bank. Don't get me started on bringing paper into a building.
Yeah, dude. Like, that got me, man. Like, it's one thing to just, like, you're ticked about the policies. I get it. I'm annoyed. I want it to end, too. But to go off on a spiel about, like, but what about the steakhouse downtown, Trey? You ever think of that?
What about that?
I truly didn't think of that. I'm not too worried about them, to be honest. I'm sure it's fine.
That's an email. Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Have you considered this? Your family was once president. How would they feel?
Yeah, she
keeps going. Your anti-capitalistic views.
Yeah, you talk to your late grandpa, John F., would be disappointed.
He would lose his head. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Kennedy.
Backspace.
He would lose his... He would freak out.
He is rolling over in his grave right now.
In his grave that he's been in for a little too long.
Prematurely. Oh, so that was great. Okay, those have been runs in fun. What a tangent. And we just really want to thank everyone coming out to the shows. We have all new cities announced for early 2022. They're buying them up. Thank you. Shout out Salt Lake. Already sold out.
Of course.
Whitest comedian working today. And we just really appreciate it because I know everyone's doing whatever to get to the show. So I know that's... don't take that for granted.
We appreciate it.
I'm sorry to all the local restaurants as well.
Okay, let's get ahead of this.
Let's hear real quick from a couple of our friends. We got some awesome deals.
Listen up.
For the ads today. So we appreciate y'all supporting Protective Opinions. Be right back. Enjoy. Okay, Jake, it's time. It's been a little too long. It's time for a dramatic reading.
Sweet. It's been a good episode for reading things.
Yeah, I love reading.
You're good at it. Top to bottom, left to right. Just how I do it.
It's been too long. I got an awesome DM. Correct Opinions Instagram or you know, hit us up wherever, me or Jake. Someone, this is kind of a classic. Looks like this girl sent in, she got a massive novel from a guy who she's, let's just say, the first message from her to him, which is on, it looks like DM or Facebook inbox. It says, hey, my mom told me you just went to my house. That's super inappropriate. I've already expressed I'm not interested in that, won't change. It's your turn to respect that. So already, hot I feel start. Like this is, they're probably not like together. And then we just have when I say a novel, we've got a three screenshotter that comes next.
Oh, baby. Three blurred images. All right.
So we excited for this?
Let's do it. I'm excited.
We need some music for this, don't we?
You're right.
He responds to her saying, hey, dude, don't come to my house anymore. That's not cool. He goes, yeah. Sorry about that. That's what he says. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yep. Thought you might.
I just wanted to introduce myself face to face instead of knowing about you. Hmm. You won't hear from me or see me. I just had to do that to get over my fear.
That's probably the end of the message.
Next paragraph. I'm sorry if I did something to offend you so much.
I don't know what it could have possibly
been. I mean, I'm so sorry you're so offended, but I mean, I just... showed up on your doorstep, I don't know.
Millennials.
That you've never met me before. I'm not trying to creep, and I'm not obsessed. I'm not obsessively flirting with you or anything.
No.
I understand you might have been chased by other guys with bad intentions, so you need to guard yourself.
Uh-oh.
This is already so... Dude.
Derek and I just said uh-oh at the same time.
Like, hey, it's like, hey, man, do you mind not showing up on my property unannounced? He's like, well, listen, I'm sorry if guys have done that before with bad intentions, but
I'm one of the good guys who shows up on porches unannounced.
Yeah. I think you've just, I understand you've got to be careful because, you know, guys are stalking you left and right, but I'm doing it.
I'm stalking out of, like, you know, you need to know my heart.
Mm-hmm. Next paragraph. I'm sorry I was wearing a black shirt.
Was it the black shirt, babe?
That's why you were confused.
Was it the black tee?
No, black. All black is in right now.
But it's slimming.
So the shirt, the black shirt, black jeans, that's what threw you off.
Sounds like your mom also relayed to you the black tee I was in. I'd like to apologize for that. Other guys in the past, I don't know what they wore. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I wore a black shirt. I, you know, I was just in town. I thought of just saying hi to you in person. It was too late, but I didn't want to back down. I'm sorry I scared your mom. It was not my intention. It was actually kind of frightening for me to walk up to a girl's house that I'd marry and meet her parent, okay?
He's the victim, too.
Yeah.
He's scared.
I mean, I didn't know you lived with your mom. Who's the weirdo?
Yeah. Jeez.
She walks out, just, she's scared and he's scared. Hey, she's like, ah, who are you? He's like, ah, who are you? Are you the mom? This is overwhelming.
You don't look like your pictures.
I would like to meet the girl of my dreams before her mom. I thought maybe that would change something. I just had to go through all my options. I felt like you were worth pursuing. I felt like you were worth pursuing beyond what I normally would go through. Ooh. I normally only talk to someone if I know they like me.
It's very kind of him to do that.
So I've been growing and pursuing even when someone doesn't like me. Like how Jesus has always pursued me even when I didn't like him.
Oh my.
This guy's a mastermind.
This is not his first message like this.
I felt like I got to show you a little piece of Jesus.
No way. Is that actually what he
because said? Because even though you don't like me, I think you're amazing. The logic here is pretty good.
It's Jesus.
It's pretty sound. I show up unannounced. I knock at the door.
I knock.
You don't want any part of me, but I'm loving you.
3 days later, uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
Restraining order from the Most High.
Yeah. Roll away the stone, and what do you see? Me behind bars. But it's okay for you to tell me that you don't like me. It doesn't make me like you less.
Uh-oh.
And it's not going to hurt your social life. And I'm not going to make all your guy friends feel awkward, okay?
It's not going to hurt your social life. You live with your mother, so clearly it's not going that great.
I see. Jesus would make fun of you, too. He would be on the same page.
Jesus got out of his house pretty quickly.
Yeah, what was he doing in his 30s? Yeah, he wasn't living with his mom. He was
wandering around.
He was healing people. I'm growing, and this is something I had to do. I'm so sorry it scared your mom, and maybe scared you, too. Maybe.
Probably the black t-shirt.
I'm not here to control you or make you feel unsafe. I literally don't need you to like me, but I still like you. And until there's someone that cares for Jesus with what? Okay. And until there's someone that cares for Jesus' name with a passion that changes other people's visions for their life more than you, then I'm going to like you.
That's a tough one to dissect.
I'm not going to talk to you or go see you. You are safe from me. Bye.
The end?
The end.
Really thought the black t-shirt might come back. The reason I was wearing black was we all sin, and our hearts are black. But if you would have waited around, I'd actually had a white shirt underneath.
Yes.
But once I started removing my shirt, your mom really got freaked out, and she didn't let me finish. So I'd like to clear that up now. But there were multiple shirts underneath.
I mean, I literally rode here. It was a painful ride. I rode here on a dadgum donkey.
Do you know what it's like to try to get palm leaves in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
Cost me a fortune.
Yeah. It's not easy. I put King of the Jews on top of my head. Like, I was getting weird looks from everyone.
A crown of thorns is way more painful than you'd think.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Not, I mean.
I'd like to apologize.
I'm more like Jesus than you think. So I think you're going to like me eventually.
I'd like to also apologize for the amount of blood on my black shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might have also freaked out your mother.
Man, that is a... Being a woman is terrifying.
If you have any screenshots like that, send those our way. I would like way more content like that. That's amazing. Because I think that's pretty normal, unfortunately.
It is, dude. No, it is. It's like, no, I'm going to be back here. I'm pursuing you because that's the right thing to do because
you read the Bible. They talk about this specifically.
Yeah, you no longer legally can see me, so I don't think that's not very like Jesus. I can't give a restraining order to the spirit. So get off my property.
Oh man.
That's terrifying, dude.
That's fun. That is fun. I'm glad that got back to us somehow.
Yeah, stalker story. Scary. Have you ever stalked anyone?
Oh, sure. I'm trying to think. I don't think, actually.
Chick-fil-A's?
Yeah, I mean, I've stalked, like I just bought a house, and I was stalking, like, the area to see if there was a Chili's nearby. Turns out, we're in good shape.
Good shape.
Good shape.
That's Jesus.
In a way, those CRISPRs are, like, eternal life.
So there's another dramatic reading. I hope that woman's okay. Hope he's found the one or whatever he wants.
Whatever he's into.
Was it the black shirt? That's an all-time comment.
Look, I'd like to just get ahead of the black shirt thing. I'm sorry. I regret
it. Was it the shirt choice or the...
uninvited presence at your mom's house?
I'm just not sure. Your mom's she's a little over the top. She was unhappy about it. It's like, I scared you. I mean, it was not easy meeting your mom.
Right away? Imagine being in my
meeting
shoes.
Meeting her parents?
Right
meeting,
away?
Meeting her parents is already intimidating enough when you're, like, actually together, but
I mean,
imagine doing it before where you know you love me.
It's 1 a.m. I'm in a black shirt. Now I'm meeting the parents? This isn't how it's supposed to be. I have it tough.
You ever met the parents?
Yes. Actually, yeah. I met... most recent girl I dated met everybody at one time. It was like, we didn't stagger. There were no intervals. It was like...
Just knock it out. Rip the Band-Aid off.
It was
rip off the in-law Band-Aid.
Family Band-Aid. Fam-Aid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like sisters, brother, their children, like nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, everybody at once.
That's kind of nice.
It wasn't too bad. It was pretty overwhelming. Like at the end of the day, I was like pretty exhausted. And her brother made me try, what was it called? Dandelion wine. You ever had that?
Where was this lady from? Oh my gosh.
This was medieval Europe. This was a couple centuries ago.
Yeah, got it. I'm sorry it didn't work out between you and Dolores.
But
dandelion. Drink some of this blueberry wine, young man.
Like, okay.
How was it?
It was fine.
Anti-inflammatory?
I don't know what it was supposed to do for me. It wasn't as bad as it seemed pretty homemade and it looked pretty like pulpy. Like it was, I couldn't see through it.
Probably homemade. I don't see that oftentimes at the local wine
Trader
cellar.
Joe's. Yeah. But it wasn't too bad. It was
What year dandelion wine do y'all have?
And now what spring?
1608.
What harvest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the dandelions. That was a good season for them.
Good. Yeah. You can make wine just about anything out of anything, I believe.
I guess. Put your mind to it. I have a message. It's not stalkerish, but it is in the realm of romance that I thought I would read real quick.
Give it to us.
Can I have some music here? Something of a little Latino flavor.
Okay.
I'm going to need that to hit the spot.
Okay. Happy to do that.
Thank you.
Let me just go into my robust library.
You wanted Latino piano? Yeah, we've got that. Mm-hmm. We've got that in the jukebox somewhere.
I got it right here, baby.
Perfect. This is the DM I received recently. Hope this isn't guacward, but I had to shoot my shot just in queso. I think you're incredibly funny, handsome, and relatable. Yada, yada, yada. More affirmations. Some things I have going for me. I'm single, and I also like Chick-fil-A. I also love Chipotle, except when they forget my fajita veggies. If I'm nacho type, no biggie. Just wanted you to know that I think you make the world a better place. And if you do want to talk about it more, make like a tortilla and roll into my DMs.
Now look out your window.
You will find that I have made myself into a human quesadilla.
I am on a gaucho. What are they called?
I am wearing gauchos.
And my quinceañera. was more than 3 years ago. Let's talk sometime.
Muy bien. Anyway, that wasn't too special, but it was nice to see someone put some effort into it.
That is. It's also funny. It's like, you're doing that, and she's like, this'll get them.
And then here I am, like a week later.
Just making fun of it. We've all been there, dude. I met Katie on Instagram.
That's right.
Which, so I'll DM. I was just firing off DMs left and right. Not really.
Shotgun blast.
Just kidding. But, you know, there was a couple classics. I remember seeing some hilarious viral ones. Like a guy would, you just DM her like emojis of like furniture or like photos of furniture.
Oh, she's like, what's up? Like, oh, sorry. I'm just moving into your DMs.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who played college basketball, and there was a high quality picture of him at the scorer's table. He would send that to girls, like, mind if I check into your DMs? I thought that was nice.
That's pretty good. I saw one where you just send like a dog emoji.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What? It's like, oh, come here, Buster. He runs off sometimes.
I've seen it with a ball too. By the way, I think what's my up? Ball rolled into your yard.
Yeah.
Funny thing about your yard is, just kidding, I'm not going to go there.
I know what it looks like. Look at your front door. I'm in ball black.
New sprinkler system.
It's the style. Don't be worried.
It is me.
It is me, the Holy Spirit.
I was never a cold DMer. I honestly don't know if I've ever done it. I was always much more of a story replier. Like showing you that I care a little bit.
That's how I reply to Katie's story.
And look at us now. All three of us.
Uh-huh. Look at all of us now.
Look at all three of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there were times where I'd do the apps, but I never wanted to meet anyone on them, and so I didn't exactly put my best foot forward.
I know. I think the apps are nice, but Instagram's its own dating app, too.
Yes.
You kind of know a lot more of what's going on.
My Instagram has a lot more going for me than, like, five pictures on an app has. I don't, I'm a personality guy, not a looks guy.
You get to know this guy. You follow someone for a little while. You kind of pick up on what they're doing.
I think we have a similar sense of humor.
And you can kind of, yeah, that's true. I think everyone, if you're looking for love, it's okay to DM some people. Like, shoot your shot.
Yeah, beef up your Instagram.
With Mexican food puns. You mm-hmm. never know.
Yep. Yep.
I recommend it. Maybe he will give you something rice. That was weird.
He could bean the one. Yeah. So, anyway, that's dating advice for me. I've been married twice, so I think I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm a marriage expert. I've had several wives, all different kinds. So when you think about it, I'm actually the right person to ask.
I've done this a number of times.
Dude, speaking of people, I haven't experienced that yet. I hope I do. If someone who's been married like 3 years gives me advice, so I can just tell them to be quiet. But I had something similar where I was golfing, and I'm not good at golf, but a guy who was equally not good was throwing tips my way. Ooh. As I golfed.
Yep.
And I mean, he stopped. Maybe he caught my vibe, but I was like, if I get another golf tip, I'm gonna about to 7-iron to the back of the head.
I think I'm about to figure out my golf swing right now.
No, you're right. I do have bad accuracy. I somehow hit your head instead of the ball.
Yeah, anytime it's I'm so self-conscious to say anything about someone else's swing. And most of the time it's not that I know what's wrong. Like, I always preface it with like, hey, like Isaac, like granted, I know nothing about golf. But it seems like you're standing closer to the ball than you were last week. But granted, I know nothing about golf. Like, I'm careful. I prance around it. I'm like, but yeah, some guys are just like, what you're doing, a little less rotation, a little steep. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't even know what that means. Yeah, and also,
move it back in the stance a little.
I'm shooting better than you are.
The back of the stance. I've seen your stance. You look like you're about to, like, go to the bathroom when you play.
You look like you have two club
feet.
That
doesn't look professional.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, you look like you're a male dog next to a fire.
We played an awesome country club course. I've had very few country club experiences.
That was my first one.
Man, it's pretty nice. It's nice. Very, very white as well. It's kind of shockingly white.
Intimidating.
Yeah. But very nice. Yeah, we played with a friend of yours. Great guy. And yeah, he shot like, he's literally good at golf. And he gave me one tip and he's like, I'm sorry. I'm trying. And I was like, no, that's helpful. And you're clearly.
You're shooting in the 70s.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. It's nice to be like. Like, as soon as we got out of the car, they're like, let me take your club, sir. Let's put them in the golf cart. It's like, oh, my. Mm. This is nice.
Whoa. Yeah, I love it. They probably never put up such discount clubs before. All of our clubs that we bought for $300. Let me put this up for you, sir. My goodness.
Oh, my.
How are you here? Thank you, sir. Thank you. I had on, like, a beanie and a joggers.
Everybody always makes fun of my clubs. Anytime we ever play golf, anyone who knows about it. And what I've learned is I guess it's not that normal to buy clubs off of a Facebook ad on a Father's Day sale. I think that's rare. I think I might be one of the only people doing that.
Like, you come to someone's house, like, we're watching the big game on this brand new 70 inch. It is a Westinghouse that I got for 40 bucks. Everyone was like, let's leave.
Like, it was a good deal, though. You guys recognize that.
Tell you what, I got a TC, you ever, these TCLs you I'm got right here in the studio? They're crazy. They Roku, man. They know what they're doing.
You like it?
They just work. I mean, they're nothing fancy. Seriously, though, I bought like a fancy Sony TV, and I just finicky. It'll like disconnect from Wi-Fi. It drives me nuts. These things, they're not going to blow you away with any kind of
But they're going to work.
They work. They're all it doesn't buffer. It plays what I want it to play. It's very simple to operate. I lost the remote. I said, guess what? I bet there's a Roku app for that, and now my remote's on my phone.
Wow, it's genius. That's nice.
That blew my way. And then it just worked.
I was going to ask you real quick about TVs anyway. It was going to be off the pod, but let's do it on the pod just in case. You have a Samsung TV, right?
The big boy. Yep.
Does it make a noise every time you turn it on and off?
No.
Okay, good. Brad was trying to tell me. I was like, I think I'm going to go Samsung TV. I like their user interface. He's like, dude, Samsung, their products, they make a noise every time you turn them on. You can't turn that feature off. I was like, I do not believe you.
Maybe I've never noticed, but I really don't think so. No, I'm pretty sure.
That would be a non-negotiable for me.
If it I know makes the a noise. Living room one doesn't. We can try my basement one.
Okay.
I know the living room one doesn't.
This is important.
I just got those because I have, basically, I had a Samsung fridge. So it was like, we had to get the appliances for everything. I was like, we'll just do all the same. But I mean, I did a story about it. People loved recently. We're like, my fridge, when it's open too long, it's like, da 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 da. Instead of just beeping.
Yeah, just close me.
Yeah,
it's like easy.
I'm open. All right. We got a lot of friends, man. Hey, it's holiday season. What do you expect? It's a lot of ads. But thank you for supporting us. Okay. So let's hear from a few more of our friends.
What do you guys expect?
They seriously, all these people, all these ads we do, they send us some of the things, and I use them and I like them. I'm not just pushing some random crap.
We like them. Good friends.
So thanks for supporting. Enjoy.
Okay, one thing from our week of travels, Trey, that we never debriefed, we never talked about, was our first Uber, like from the airport to the venue in San Antonio. I sat shotgun, you and Katie in the back.
Oh my God.
you remember this? You know where I'm going?
Yeah, this is my impression of the guy who drove us to the airport, from the airport.
Every 40 seconds?
For 20 minutes. And Katie's so nervous. She can get so nervous. I just look over. She's like tapping me like.
Okay. I was like wondering. I was like, they have to be noticing this behind me.
And then I get a text from Katie. She's like, OMG, OMG. Uber. And I was just like, you know, calm down.
How did we never talk about this? My face mask. I think I've never been the type to be like, your actions make me want to put a face mask on. I've never been the type. And that was true, as close as I got.
Because we were in Texas and they're like, no masks. And I was like looking forward to having a, I was like, yeah, I'm feeling healthy. I'm good. But I put mine on.
I would have. Mine was in the back.
Oh,
I didn't.
I put mine on. I was just like this. I mean, this, I don't know if it's COVID. This guy has something.
It's not COVID. It's worse. I don't than COVID. Need. It's something that I'm not vaccinated yeah,
it's something. For. He's like, don't worry. It's not COVID. It's something worse.
They don't have a name for it yet.
Uh-huh. COVID 20, I think.
That guy, this is a little specific. It's one of your favorite movies, Trey. There's a scene in The Dark Knight where the Joker puts like a cell phone inside of a guy when he's in jail. And he's like, oh, it hurts. And he's making these noises that because he has like a metal brick inside of him. That's what this guy sounded like driving us from the airport. It was disgusting. It was just so bubbly. It was like a bubbly cough. I don't know how to like properly replicate
confident,
it.
The confidence to... You know he had that cough this morning, that morning. He's like, I'm going to Uber all day today. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it happen. Oh,
I think I reported him. I think if I remember correctly, I was like, I mean, he just had a whooping cough. I mean,
it was awful.
We're not in a landscape where you can have a whooping cough anywhere. That's like a thing where people don't
be in a small car transporting strangers.
I'll have small coughs sometimes just because like I'll get off stage and my voice is tired because I've been yelling and singing. So your voice is just irritated, so you'll have like kind of like and I'll do that once or twice. It's like I can't do that again because you're allowed like one or two courtesy coughs and then someone's like, what do you have?
Excuse me, sir,
you have a problem.
What variant is that?
So
anyway,
they don't start doing that at my meet and greets. People walk up and be like, we love the show, and I'll start hacking like, it's fine,
it's fine. It's,
come here. Give me a hug.
I haven't had enough water today. Mm-hmm. That's what, I just got a scratchy throat.
Got to drink more water.
Got it.
Dude.
Get dehydrated.
I love Ubers. I really do. I have so many stories from Ubers.
It's fascinating how rare it is to get someone who I could see in my friend circle someday.
It is. It's like a policy with Uber. Like you need like a car that's at least 15 years or younger, and you've got to be just a weirdo. So if you can meet those requirements, we get you started today.
Trying to think any other ones we had. We Ubered what?
I mean, in St. Louis, we had a guy say the N-word.
Oh my God.
We had a guy who had COVID-20. So I don't know what's going to happen this weekend, but I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
I think the next is a combo of the two. In between coughs, he's saying
just
anti-Semitic
slurs.
Comments. I'm like, okay, sir.
It's like, it's weird about the cough, and then I caught some Jewish slander in the middle.
That's even worse.
It was interesting.
He's doing the classic. Yeah, he's like coughing, just like conspiracies.
Sorry, excuse me, guys. Bush did 9/11. Oh, like, man.
What?
No, sorry. I have a cough today.
Yeah, you said turn on 11th? Is that?
I said, are we good to take this exit, mm-hmm. you guys? 11th? Awesome.
Your grandpa was killed by the CIA.
Kennedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Grassy Knoll mean anything to you? Okay. Anyways. Please.
In World War II, immigrants would have to carry documents into places.
Yeah, that's why I don't have a driver's license. How dare they? I know, it's like, what do you mean? Do you have a driver's license, ma'am?
She's just anti-identification.
They made me carry around ID? What am I, a slave? You're like, you're just a citizen.
I don't think so. No,
I'm a Christian citizen.
I'm a Christian citizen of these fine United States.
And this is my husband. He doesn't know it. I love him even though he doesn't love me. Excited for the next Uber.
Uber. It'll be a good time. We'll get some Florida Ubers this week. We get Florida Ubers and
those will be wild.
We'll get a New Orleans Uber, which should be a good time.
I heard New Orleans Uber are boats.
Yeah, with the big fan on the back of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the boats are called something similar to Live Nation, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
Live, our nation. Live from our nation. Total man. That'll be a good time. Do you like New Orleans?
I do. You ever been?
Oh, yeah.
Several times?
Yeah, I've been probably 3 or 4 times.
Why? Sorry, I'm choking.
No, that's a fair question. Once was in like the limo trip that I did. And then, why else have I been there?
I went there for a football game. Had a time of my life.
Really?
New Year's.
Ball game? Oh, yeah. Sounds like it. That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It's a great... Anyone go to New Orleans? The beignets are not worth it?
Yeah, it's like, cool, I did it once.
You wait for 2 hours to have a small donut, which tastes like any other donut.
Yeah. Powdered sugar is everywhere when you're done.
Yeah.
And I mean everywhere.
Gumbo
and I was in a
black
shirt. So...
Mm-hmm.
I think I went there once. I ported out of a cruise there one time, so I went there like a day
or
later.
I see.
Cruises.
You ever go on a cruise again?
I think I will.
Cruise guy?
Sure. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cheap vacation, all things considered.
It's nice. It's all packaged right there.
Yeah, all inclusive once you get there. The rooms are just to die for.
Mm-hmm.
64 square feet. Including the bathroom.
I wonder, I'm sure having like a nice room on a cruise would be pretty cool. We got like the balcony over, you know, we always just did like.
You're like under
sea
level.
Yeah. They're like, we can put you underwater near the water heaters and it'll be like you're in World War II. I'm like, yeah, $60 a night.
Cool.
Let's do this.
I remember one time I was offered a free cruise via a phone call. And
they used to do that a lot.
I followed up on it and I went. It's a really long story.
You serious?
And I went.
Yes, sir.
Me and my best friend from high school, who lives in Jacksonville, so maybe we'll see him this week. But we went and it wasn't like, this isn't going to be a shocker, it wasn't free. But the thing that they charged me for, I got like a piece of paper slipped under my door at the end of the cruise and it was a gas bill. It was like, this is the gasoline the boat has used since you've been on here.
Yeah, your hot water usage was a little high, sir.
It was just like the diesel gas from the boat, I think. and I had to pay like $75. That was my share of the gasoline. All right.
Anywhere you go, there's like weird like add-on fees. Like, yeah, you'll go somewhere like, yeah, this town actually has a 3% city tax fee. So you've got to pay that. Like, I could go eat anywhere and they'd just be like, yeah, there's a 40% fee from all of the things. And I'd be like, okay, how much of those are you allowed to do? I can't argue that.
In Houston, they call it the Paula tax, because they charge you an extra like few percentage because of the money that her family should have given the city,
yeah,
but now is not.
Right.
Eight family members.
We're out of business.
Adult children.
We can't stay in business without this extra.
We got to tax the people. It's the Paula tax.
Kidding me? And her family tree is just going to get bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger and bigger. They're fertile.
More money. Opportunity lost.
I saw my first alligator not in a zoo in New Orleans, too. You ever seen an alligator in the wild? Not fun.
No, that's like just...
I was kayaking.
Horrifying.
I was
in the water, you saw it.
Yes, it's a true story. Yep. I saw alligators in the water, which I was with locals. They're like, oh, they're not aggressive. I'm like, maybe.
Interesting.
Still an alligator.
Freak me out.
Reptiles are just got to be the scariest type of animal. I saw a snake rise out of the water like he was being charmed. Didn't like that.
Yeah, you just kind of learn.
Swamps suck.
Growing up in Oklahoma, you know, tornadoes, they won't. They won't actually.
It's our tornado. Them.
People get free. Yeah.
It's a stubby tornado. A tornado is not aggressive. If it was a crocodile, sure, but that's an alligator tornado. You'll be fine. Anyway.
Is that, so alligators are chill?
Yes.
And how, they can easily tell the difference?
I cannot tell a difference, but I know that is true. I think crocodiles are more like, they're rarer. Those are more in like Australian places, I think. And those are like aggressive.
I have no idea.
But gators. Dude, what if we see a gator on a golf course? I feel like you always see that, like those clips online in Florida.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. But I guess they're chill.
I'd like to tame one.
Yeah, we can maybe mess with it.
Take it on the show, Live Nation.
Yeah, ooh.
It's part of my act.
Get now. A live gator on stage in Florida?
A vaccinated gator. You know the rules.
You know or you got to swab them.
Deep swab.
Yeah, swab the gator.
And then, it's fair game. Mm-hmm. Something else happened.
We were going to come downtown to the show, go to the alligator zoo,
but
buy 8 tickets to that.
So now I'm not.
Sorry.
One of my friends was telling me a story this week. It's kind of funny. She was like, she came to the show in St. Louis. So she was like, you know, it was so fun. It was great. I came back home and I was telling my parents like what I did this past weekend. And she's like, yeah, like you remember like my friend in college, Jake, like, what is he, his show? He performed with Trey Kennedy, and I guess her dad was like, who's Trey again? And her mom was like, honey, his name is Train, and was like really mad at him. So confident, was like,
sorry honey, you know how your dad is, can never get the names right.
His name is Train Kennedy.
It's Train. I think we all know someone named Train. It's pretty obvious.
I think legally his name is Thomas, which reinforces the train thing.
Yeah. It's not that complicated.
But honest to God, she thought your name was T-R-E-Y-N.
It's a
train.
I've
never heard that before.
Very rare people I'll see. It's more like the weird, like, kind of bot fake things. You'll get hit up. They'll be like, hello, train. We would like to collab
with you. Love your Instagram.
Love your Instagram. Boost follower. But she's got to be the first that's thought.
That's a real person.
Yeah, that's not a middle initial.
His name is Train, honey. Yeah, so confidently. This is a woman that I know. Cheryl. Sorry.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, so, she just set her straight? Like, mom, that's not...
She was like, mom, are you joking? She's like, no, that's his... Look at his Instagram. Train Kennedy. Like, that doesn't sound weird
train,
to you.
Train.
You know.
Train.
Train.
Train. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Do people think your first name's Triplet? Because your Instagram? Triplet Jake.
What's
Triplet Jake?
They think it's like a stage name pretty often. They think my last name is like a stage name. Like, that's kind of cool.
Like, yeah, why would you want that to be your stage name?
I don't know. Like, if I was on the Harlem Globetrotters, sure, that makes sense. That's the only stage name I could think where Triplet might, I don't know. It's just my name.
That's interesting. Maybe you should have a stage, Live Nation is your stage name.
What would my name be? Something that like zips. Maybe just like zips.
You wear all black?
I wear all black.
So is that your stage name?
All black.
No.
My name is Porch Boy.
Porch Boy.
But I wear all black.
Yeah.
And I show up way later than you think I was going to be there. Unannounced. During someone else's set. There's a mom nearby. That's Porch Boy. Yeah. Live Nation. Anyway, I got recognized across the river. That's a little bit about me. A
little bit about Jake. I'm excited. We're going down to Florida. We're going to probably play more golf. We're going to be back down by the beach.
Yes.
We're going to Tampa.
Hopefully see Tom Brady.
Tom,
if you listen, let us know if you're free Wednesday.
Yep.
When this comes
out. I
wonder
if he's coming.
I think he listens pretty early in the morning, so let us know, Tom. We're on our way.
Yeah, while him and Giselle.
Mm-hmm. I got a phone call after this about some golf in Birmingham. I also went ahead and just reserved us, no commitments, a golf course in Orlando on Thursday.
Through the guy?
Through myself.
Through you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, just, you know, well done. Have options. Thanks.
It's nice to have options. I'm very excited. I suck at golf and kind of get sick of it, but then I also really enjoy it. So we'll see how long it lasts. Maybe we'll move on, and I'm going to pick up. Oh, I mean, I'm kind of a cooker, you know that. I had my annual chili cook-off.
How was it?
When I tell you this chili I made it a week ago, right? Because we're out of town.
Good for you.
And you let those, I think with time, those flavors just, they party, you know, they dance.
They get to know each other. Yep.
And I labored over this chili. When I say this chili is just I was like, this has to win. It's one of those moments where I'm like, if this doesn't work, it's going to make me question a lot of things.
Okay. Because
this is unbelievable. So we all get together and it's always great because we had 7 or 8 chilies. You try couple of guys' chilies, you're like, what do they mean? Give this to the dog. but we got onto it. First place, nearly doubled up second place in votes.
Okay.
I mean, I ran away. No, it was really annoying, though. I knew some people, I didn't want people to be biased. This is the first time we involved the ladies as well. It was just us dudes would make chili and vote. So boys, it was ruthless. Club. We'd make, you know, you got last place, you suck.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple girls had chilies. And so I was worried about bias voting, right? They're going to be too nice. Like, the girls are going to put the girls higher. And so Katie, because she's on her high horse about not eating red meat.
She is high. Like, mm-hmm. She's high up there.
Tall.
Yes.
She we made my chili, but a vegetarian version. Okay. Same recipe, basically, just with a bunch of beans and stuff I don't want.
Gotcha.
And then a lot of the girls were going, I was like talking trash. Like, dude, who are you voting for? My chili's the best. Larger was like, I don't know. We really like Katie's chili.
Don't.
And I was like, what, more than mine? Like, yes, we really like it. I was like,
how come? Tell me.
There's proof right there.
Yep.
It's the same thing. So, you know, it was a nice little social experiment that I won that as well.
Good for you. It sounds like you need to have some sort of like board, some sort of commissioner's board.
Yeah, know, we are. Which... We're working on that. We're trying to kind of grow and get a little more regimented and you know, want to make sure we're right. But there was 7 or 8 chilies. Everyone, there's one guy who had chili who we just did top 3 and he received 0 votes, which was really funny to me.
Yours was definitely the worst.
Yep. There's 2 clear things, the winner and the last place.
That is fun though. It's nice. You got the...
It was great. Who doesn't love eating chili all day?
Chili on a Sunday?
Yeah.
It's nice.
I mean, and I should have won, because most of these people, they just kind of got up, they threw their spices. I got homemade chicken stock. I cut up a chicken, boiled its bones for hours, homemade stock. I got actual real chilies, dehydrated them, blended them up, poured them in. I seared and sauteed short rib meat for hours. I mean, I spent 12 hours on that show. Unbelievable. I bought some of that fancy salt you see like on Instagram ads, and so part, and then so when you get a bowl of it, you finish it with some black flaky salt.
Wow,
I mean, I ran away with it.
It's
that's what I do. I outwork people is what I do.
Outwork them. It's crazy how similar that is to the meal I had yesterday. It's honestly insane.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I had a burrito that mm-hmm. I ate while I went through the car wash.
Mm.
2 birds, 1 stone.
What? That's impressive.
And then I went and played pickleball.
Would this burrito be described as microwavable?
It would fit in a microwave, yes. Mm-hmm. But it was served to me hot, okay. Which I thought was nice of them.
That's not a bad day either, though.
It was fun. It was, car washes are fun. And it was nice.
You being an adult.
Well, all your freaking birds, I mean, just diarrhea over my entire windshield. I couldn't see. It was a danger issue getting home. It was like, I don't care about my car being clean because I'm about to be gone for another 5 days, but I can't see.
Birds.
And I'm in a black t-shirt, so it reflects poorly, you know, so I had to...
You know, people that are like, birds are government drones spying on us. Mm-hmm. We're like, bird? No, they're worse. They're birds.
I would prefer it.
I would prefer that.
A robot. Yeah. Robots don't poop like these things do. Very different colors.
Most sparrows. We have a sparrow issue. They're back from the new season. I don't know. Sparrows, they are not even native to here. I don't know who brought them over.
They have a timeshare here, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's some salesman 20 years ago got them all here.
Yeah.
That sucks.
All for that commission.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful blue jay or a cardinal. Who doesn't like that? But the sparrows.
Those are nice. Or even like birds of prey. It would be nice. Like, oh, look. There's 25 eagles over there. That would be cool.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. It's just a flock of falcons.
It's crazy. You wonder if like a sparrow or something, one of these animals could ever get it together. They could take us down. You know, if
or
I,
take us up.
Sparrows? Yeah.
What if this grabbed one of us?
They could just all grab a hold of me and just fly me up 30 feet.
Oh, man.
Drop me.
Man. I'd like to see Mythbusters do that. How many sparrows to lift a man? Mm-hmm. And where do they grab? And can I fight them off?
Were you a Mythbusters fan?
No. Or I wasn't not a fan. I just didn't have cable.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Just play outside. Bust your own myths outside.
Yeah, see if that firework explodes in the water. Let me know in 30 minutes.
I'll just never forget they did which do you get less wet doing, walking or running in the rain?
Oh, yeah.
That's walking.
Okay.
But it also just sucks for way longer, so.
Yeah, it's just either way you're wet.
You just, what are they like, crawling is actually the less, and you just.
Ideally, you should be lunging.
Like running into the grocery store and you see me behind there just army crawling.
This like, is working.
What are they doing? Like, you guys are gonna be soaking wet.
The guys on cable told me to.
I'm practically dry. Oh, it's hurting my elbows. Mythbusters is a great show. That's how I named my dog Buster.
Really?
I didn't realize that was a very common dog name.
That's a bummer.
A fun name. Yeah.
That's funny.
In a way, I was a genius.
You're like, I named my dog after my trip to Vegas. I named him Lucky.
Yeah.
Turns out, a lot of other people name their dog Lucky. Yeah. It's not because of the slot machine.
Name a dog after my efforts with my chili, Max. Boom.
I remember I picked out a dog the same day that Will Ferrell's movie premiered, Elf. So I named my dog Buddy. Turns out, everybody else's dog is named Buddy.
Huh.
Good movie, though.
Great movie. It's almost time. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I think Home Alone.
I think I would say Christmas Story.
I think
you'll shoot your eye out. Have you seen that?
I mean, not even that much, really. It's like it's always on, but I'm like, this looks lame.
It's just a classic. It's nice.
I think I'd like to change my
answer. Because I had that Red Ryder BB gun.
You still have that Red Ryder BB gun.
But yeah, I got a new
Sparrow season.
Yeah, Sparrow season. That reminds me of the holidays. Ah, just dropping them like flies. They're quick, man. They're small targets. It's tough.
They're pretty quick. Most of their body is their digestive system, which is how they're able to do what they're able to do to my windshield. But
yeah, they're
good feathers.
How many animals have turds the size of their abdomen?
Yeah, good for them.
Sparrows. Gators.
Gators.
Me.
Yeah.
After chilly day.
Me, whenever the bus's only rule is don't poop on the bus, and that's your only option, and you can't stop thinking about it. Crows.
Crows.
I'd like to change my answer, though. Christmas Vacation. Favorite Christmas movie. Gotta go with that one.
Dude, that's so... I didn't see that till like 2 years ago. How sad is that?
Cousin Eddie's just such a great character. Like, that's such a great movie character.
You ever seen Die Hard?
No.
It's a dumb movie.
I don't support bald people. You know that.
Oh, yeah,
no red meat, no bald people.
Mm-hmm.
That's my game.
Yeah, we kick them out of the shows.
Yeah, no Hamlet.
It's distracting.
It's the only thing I can see. It's all darkness and then like Mr.
It's like
Clean.
Someone just reflecting a mirror the whole show. You can't focus.
No disco balls. Oh, is that a bald guy? Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
What? No, is there another disco ball in here?
I can't see a thing. Oh, it's freaking.
It's just Paula's husband. How'd he get in here? Okay. That's an episode. Get your tickets. Come see us. Come hang. We're having a lot of fun. Jake's killing it. We're having a blast.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Make sure you support your local restaurants.
They need it because Paula's not going.
See ya. Direct opinion. Yeah.